Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Live in London. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Royal Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Join the Royal Celebrations in London with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Thanks to Celebrations, your local independent liquor store.
Royal Memories.
We love him, we love him, we love him!
Xavier.
So, like, I get a little bit shaky.
Be my Xavier.
He's such a humble, strong man.
Xavier.
Dreamboat.
He can love me.
Be my.
He's so brave.
Xavier.
And his hot, sexy body just touching mine. I hear him on the radio and I crank it right up.
Now for the Royal Edition of Xavier Be My Xavier, I've never seen you look more smug. Xav, what's in front of you there?
That's right, mate. It doesn't matter where I am in the world. I love the people of Perth and they're not going to miss out on an opportunity to get involved with Xavier Be My Xavier Royal Edition.
Well, you gave up seeing Rita Ora again today so that you could go out and find something spectacular for the people of Perth so that you could bring a gift home for them.
Absolutely. Babe. I wandered the streets for an hour. This is literally half my suitcase is now going to be jam-packed with royal souvenirs.
Can you just describe? We've chucked it up on our Insta story. Yeah. Heidi, Damien, Ryan.
But it's a showcase.
Do you want to go through your showcase, mate?
I do. Now, look, car keys. Everyone has a car. Car keys. How vital is a car? Is a key ring holder? Vital. Prince Harry, Meghan, waving, looking fantastic. Bang. Number one item.
So that's their engagement photo that they've pretty much used on all the memorabilia, haven't they?
Before they roasted some chicken together.
And we were roasting some chicken and now, proposal. So beautiful.
All right. Now you wake up in the morning. Oh, I'm tired. I need a coffee. Well, I've got a Princess Meghan and Harry coffee cup. Bang.
There it is.
Now before you go to bed, everyone likes having a cup of tea. Ando, a green tea for everyone. Yes. I have got a cup of tea, double handled.
Is that because, you know, at the end of the day, you're quite tired? So.
Well, I think a lot of old people drink tea too, and occasionally they get the shake, so it's double handled. And it's got a, like, is that a saucer? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's a saucer.
Yeah, a saucer and teacup. Now, where do you put your tea bags when you got tea bags?
In a head of.
In a royal tea bag holder.
With Meghan and Prince Harry's face on it, and it says you can fit 25 tea bags in it. I dare you could fit 50 in there if you jam them in. But also now, if you want to have a little bit of a dessert, a little bit of a cheesecake or something, yep. I have got a Prince Harry and Meghan Royal Edition plate. Now, it's dated, it says, to commemorate the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan. Dated, and it looks stunning. It's royal.
Yep.
And expensive.
Desserts only.
That?
I think if you had a little bit of a lemon slice at night, a little cheesecake,
absolutely.
Something, slither on there. And your final plate there, Zave?
Now, the final plate. Now, God rest her soul, but unfortunately, Princess Diana won't be at the wedding, but you can eat off her face if you want to, because I have a Princess Diana antique plate that is in a stand, so it would look good on an antique table. But guess what? If you've got a little bit of a roast beef or something you want to slap on the plate, it'd be perfect for that.
What you need to do today is to convince Xavier Ellis why you deserve the Royal Showcase.
Hi, Xavier. Be my saviour. You're the most handsome. You're more handsome than Harry himself.
Ooh, yeah, I like it. Now, you're a massive royal fan.
We're actually meant to be related to them.
What?
Oh, we're talking to royals ourselves.
How so?
How? Give us the scoop.
So a few years ago, our nan, so on my dad's side, actually went over to the royals and met them because I think it was her mum's mum had an affair with someone in the royal family.
Oh, there's a difference between related to and once hooked up.
Well, there might be a child the relationship.
Well, there is always rumours about Harry's dad not being Charles. So are you saying that you're Harry's sister?
Just go with it.
I think it would be cousin down the line, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll pay that.
Wow, so
right, that's a pretty good tale.
So you're Harry's cousin, so you want his head on a plate as well as his mum's Princess Diana.
And your auntie Diana.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just avoid saying, I know that it's printed on a plate, but when you say the head on a plate, it just does sound quite graphic.
It does.
Their hides and
especially
very Game
like,
of Thrones.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Henry VIII, isn't it?
All right, Janae, thank you very much. Let's go to Nina. You are talking to Xavier Ellis.
Good morning. Xavier, please be my saviour. Actually, I'd like you to be Tom's saviour. I'm good friends with Tom, who didn't get into the competition.
Oh, of course.
One of our finalists.
And I actually got a big bag out for you, Xavier. The way you announced that just
Oh, that was
right.
Quite rough when how you announced it on Monday.
Oh, it's was cheeky, wasn't he,
he
Nina?
He was, and Tom is the most beautiful kid, and I think he deserves this as a runner-up prize.
Oh, yeah, yep. Not bad. I like your
bad.
Plea there.
I thought you were going to give me a serve then.
I actually would normally. I'm actually pretty calm. But I think you you actually need to redeem yourself a little bit and apologise to Tom and Sophie and give this to him.
That's right. Well, Zave, you just go, mate. Make a public apology.
Not apologising for anything.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Oh, yeah, next
all right,
caller.
Well, Nina, you are trying to win a prize. Nina, just hold the line there for just one moment.
Hang on, I've got something for you, Nina. Tom, you are not the winner again. Now, Nina, I want you to know that I'm not apologising for anything, and don't for one second think that I'm giving this prize to Tom because you made this phone call, okay? Tom simply did not get enough votes, okay? So
I know.
Tom is the winner, Nina, and it's all because you called up your bag.
You're a legend. I take it all back, Xavier. You're an absolute legend.
Yes, good on you, Nina. You are the king.
Love you, Tom, if you're listening.
Royal Memories. Time for a royal guest.
Born in 1990, Rita Ora is a British singer, songwriter and actress. She's appeared in 50 Shades of Grey, done designer collabs with Adidas, taken over as host of America's Next Top Model, been a guest judge on X Factor UK. Very busy woman. So please, put your feet up and welcome Rita Ora.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you guys?
Yeah, great.
Good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Well, welcome to my humble abode.
Yes.
Thank you. It's great to be here in your lounge room. we see the studios. Do you work out of here or what's this place?
I work out of these studios because it's down the road from my house. Got a really good juice bar.
Oh, do they? Well, I heard they used to rave here as well. They used to have raves.
It used to be called The Loft, as in... It still is, but The Loft used to be called The Nights, where you kind of go out and everybody kind of gets lost for a few days.
Did you ever get lost? I've never actually done that.
I was only out for a few hours and I'd go home because, again, it's around the corner, so I would just kind of...
How often do you actually get to spend at home? Because I feel like anyone who watches you on Instagram, it's like every second day you're in a different country. Do you actually get to, you know, put your feet up and enjoy London?
Not really, no. I don't actually get to enjoy anything apart from my own bed, which is... a dream, because when I kind of get to lie in my own bed, I'm like, oh yes,
yes,
because I'm a big like essential oil freak, so like I love to just put like tons of oils all over my bed.
Yeah, they're so good, aren't they?
Heidi brings them into work and it's like everyone's high because everyone's like, oh my god, there's so many oils going on.
I put some on before I came to see you actually.
I have this thing that like makes my whole house smell like
A diffuser thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
good. Burn it. On the same way.
Burn it, baby.
Oh god.
I was gonna say, this is a really random question, but it just came to me then. So we read an article back in Australia just before we came over that Prince Charles carries his toilet seat with him around the world whenever he travels.
Is that true? I don't know.
But it's a good story. Is there anything that you bring from home that you have to take with you?
Oh yeah, my lavender pillows. I've got like five of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like real
lavender.
Doesn't
that fill your whole bag or you got...
No, they're small. They're like that. I put them like under my pillows and stuff.
Don't you sleep?
Yeah, smells are like a big deal for me. Because I travel so much, so I just need to feel like calm wherever I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the new song Girls came out this week.
It did.
I feel like it was really brave, but then suddenly you have to apologize for it. Is that really frustrating?
You know, I can only say a certain amount of things as a songwriter, and that is my truth and my experience and my journey. And obviously, I've been such a contributor to the LGBT community for so many years. And, you know, I honestly would never want to ever intentionally, like I said in my statement, which you guys can read, I can only speak from my own experience and my journey.
Yeah. So before a radio show, we often, you know, what do we want to do on the show today? And often we have these chats of, oh, someone might get offended if we do that, or if we talk about that, someone's going to be annoyed. Do you have those same sort of chats before you release a song? Because, like, again, it must be annoying to go, oh god, I'm just trying to do some good work.
Especially when you're speaking from the heart. Like,
The thing is, once you start thinking like that, are you going to make real music? That's the question.
Thank you for saying that. Because I'm going to say that to our boss next time.
Do you want us to make real radio? No, Rita Ora said.
I feel like you guys might have a few more rules and regulations you may have to follow. But like, as a musician, the great thing about being a songwriter and an artist is that you don't really have any rules, and your fans are going to love you regardless, and you have to be real and true to who you are.
I really loved the song, and I heard them playing it on Capital. That's a radio station over here.
Yeah.
And they mentioned Charlie Puth, and his song that he wrote with Selena Gomez, apparently he came up with it when he had food poisoning and was on the floor.
I'm loving these like theories you've got going on.
No, this is what this guy said. Yeah. And so then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to ask Rita, like, is there any bizarre moments that you went, oh my God, that's a song? Like, you were doing something really, you know, like he was sick on the floor with food poisoning and he came up with that song.
That's really
I'm
weird.
Trying, yeah. I'm thinking of the song and visualizing the food poisoning.
I know, that's what
yeah, you've actually ruined the song for everyone
now.
And
especially if he was going both ends. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to go there, guys. I've been there, ain't it?
It's not good, is it?
Have I witnessed any? Well, yeah.
Like for you, you know, like if something creatively come to you and you're in a really bizarre circumstance.
What happens to me usually is like, it's usually at parties. Some people are acting crazy. Somebody does something silly and it's just like everyone laughs. It's usually where it starts.
So we're in London for the royal wedding this week.
Yeah.
Your hometown. What's something that we need to do while we're in London, if it's a restaurant or a club or a place to visit?
Do you know what? Because the weather is so nice, which I think you guys brought. Is it hot for you guys in Australia right now?
We're in Perth. It's always hot.
It's 30 degrees in Perth this week.
Yeah, yeah. So you brought your weather with you. Thank goodness. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I feel like you should just be outside because there's nothing better than being in the city.
Yeah.
And being outside.
And how happy is everyone? Like today, everyone was so happy.
Yeah. You don't understand what happens to us when there's no sun.
Yeah.
We just sit inside and just watch TV and just looking outside like one day
we'll get sunshine.
Well, we're in the park, everyone's just laying on the grass. Yeah, it's like they've never seen the sun before.
Well, I was saying today, this guy, I saw him, he walked in with a suit to like one at Regent's Park, I think it must have been, took his suit off.
Oh, yeah.
And then just sat there in his undies. Like,
hey, guys.
Left the office for the day.
Don't do this to us. We don't get sun that much. let us live a little, all right?
Royal memories. Time for a royal guest.
Born in 1990, Rita Ora is a British singer, songwriter, and actress. She's appeared in 50 Shades of Grey, done designer collabs with Adidas, taken over as host of America's Next Top Model, been a guest judge on X Factor UK. Very busy woman. So please put your feet up and welcome Rita Ora.
Now, we have something that we want to play. Well, it's not like a game, but it was like, it's the last time I did this.
Okay.
So we make a statement and then you give us the answer. So
okay.
I've got to rudely get my phone out here.
Yes, don't worry.
So when was the last time you put petrol in your car?
Never, because I can't drive.
Really?
What? Yeah.
You don't have your license?
No, I know, it's so bad.
Why not?
Because I've just never needed to drive, and I grew up in London.
Well,
so
true,
like everything would be like trains, buses. It's a bit like New York, you know, you don't really need to drive, but I definitely have to do it this year. It's just really embarrassing.
Yes, you do.
When was the last time you called and made a restaurant booking yourself?
Yesterday.
So do you pretend that you're, do you say that you're Rita Ora, or do you make up a name?
No, I say I'm me.
Do you hear squeals at the other end?
They don't believe me half the time. It's so funny.
It's like you're doing a prank call and you're like, God damn, I just want to eat some food.
It's not even like posh restaurants. It's just like normal restaurants.
And they're like, oh my God, are you joking?
And I'm like, yeah, table full, I don't know, four. And they're like, under who? And I'm like, Rita Ora. And they're like, under who? I'm like, Rita Ora.
You just make up a name. I'm Stacey Smith.
And they're like, they don't. Sometimes they don't give me a table because they think I'm joking.
And then do you write a review on Facebook about them?
No, and then I call again and then I say another name.
You light them up on Yelp.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I have to sometimes.
What's your? Is there a go-to fake name?
Yeah, Apple Bottom. Miss Apple Bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. When's the last time you walked down Oxford Street to go shopping by yourself?
Oh, not for a while.
You wouldn't be able
done
to,
it,
hey?
You know, I haven't done it for a minute. I drive through it all the time, but I actually haven't gotten out. I've never ever really been the person to go into like shopping malls and that. I get really crazy anxiety. Online shopping is where I like the
Yeah, but I always get the wrong sizes. Like I just took back my third pair of shoes the other day.
Yeah. So you've got to be a professional online shopper.
Mm.
You have to, there's tricks. I'll tell you about it.
Okay. I can't wait. All right. When was the last time you stalked an ex online?
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
I've got no shame. Probably this morning, actually.
And do you go through all through the photos and like who's been, you know, messaging them on their Facebook page or whatever?
You know what? I know everything that's going on, from the who is messaging who to what is going on with what. And I have no shame in that. You know why? Because I have to keep up to date.
Yeah.
I need to know what's going on. So next time I bump into them,
you
I know
got it.
Exactly what's going on.
I love it. So do you stay friends with your exes then?
Yes, I try my best to,
Yeah.
It's always like, it's good for me that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it better that way? Because I guess, is it just, it's a small biz and you might run into them later or?
No, because some of them aren't even in the business. It's honestly because you share something special with a person. And for me, it's really important to kind of remember that and not pretend like it never happened. So I always try to respect that time that we spend that was positive.
When was the last time you were in a lock-in? Is it called a lock-in?
Yes.
Here?
Yeah. Yes. High five.
Yeah.
My dad owns a pub, so I kind of get lock-in.
So yes, I'm well aware of the term.
Does he in Perth? Yeah. In Perth, we're in London. Yeah. In London.
Hopefully one day in Perth.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, in London.
I've got a final one for you. When was the last time you went through drive-through?
Oh my god! On my way back to London from my last gig last night, we stopped at McDonald's.
What'd you get?
I do love McDonald's.
Oh my god, I love a quarter pounder when I'm drunk because I'm vegetarian good. When I'm sober.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's the good chicken nuggets, man. The chicken nuggets are so good, but also the double cheeseburger and the Big Mac, and also the chicken. Oh, everything.
Stop talking. It's good.
The barbecue sauce, then the Coca-Cola, and then also the shakes, and then also the apple pie.
Yes.
You understand? I can't. My trainer's going to kill me, but hey.
So when you got Macca's last night, was it all for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
And then I felt really sick afterwards. I wasn't even drunk, so I didn't even have an excuse.
Well, Rita Ora, thank you so much for having us in London. Thanks for having us today. And we really appreciate your time.
Thanks for coming and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. And make sure you come visit us in Perth.
I would love to.
Royal memories.
For the royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, 1.9 billion people around the world are watching this wedding.
She's just arrived at the castle and I am feeling very emotional and I don't really know why, but this is a beautiful time in her life. What I love about this is that all the people that are getting around this wedding, and I'm crying.
Oh my God.
About a bloody princess that I've never even met. Meghan has officially just stopped at the front door.
And Meghan Markle is just stepping out of the car now. Describe her dress for us.
So it's definitely off the shoulder, which is what I thought. She's got her hair up. Not a fan of the pointy shoes. It is tight around the waist, and I don't know if I'm sold on it, to be honest.
Very long veil, which is about 15 kilometres long, that is draping down the stairs there.
At the Windsor pub, where Zaves is. Meghan Markle, what do you think quickly of her dress, Zaves? She's just arrived in the church. She's walking down the aisle.
She looks like a fishing trawler. She's got the net out from behind.
It's weird, the Queen, I mean, everyone else is smiling, but she just never really looks happy about much, does she?
They are singing God Save the Queen, so I mean, it is for her.
For her.
You know, and look, really, they do need to sing that for her. She is getting on. They invited 1,200 people into the castle, just random people from around the world, from charities and everything.
I wouldn't say just random people. I say it's very carefully selected group.
Yeah, but you know, they're randoms that have been doing amazing things around the world.
Royal memories.
I saw Rachel Zane. I'm off to find Harvey Specter and Adonna very shortly.
You saw Rachel Zane, Meghan Markle. You were 2 metres from her.
We actually locked eyes, to be honest with you, and it was more like, oh, what have I done? I've just married Prince Harry and I met my man of the dreams 5 seconds
after. All right, mate, that's enough out of you.
Royal memories.
So can we say that Xavier Ellis is happy that he ended up at Windsor Castle?
Guys, you won't believe it. I was literally 2 metres from Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They came past. I've got a beautiful video of it. Meghan looked amazing. Massive smile. Harry cheeky as always.
Being there and seeing them in the flesh.
To be honest with you, I didn't think I'd be 2 metres from her. Mate, I actually got some tingles. For the first time ever, I've just seen Rachel Zane, the suit superstar.
Afternoon tea at the Ritz.
Hey, Zaves, what did you say your cheese tasted like? The cheese sandwich?
Tastes like something you'd get from Coles and slapped on some bread. Big block of coon cheese. Bang.
But what about the bread?
It's not even fresh.
When do you reckon they cut them up?
It's not a Helga's cut. Yeah, it's been there for a couple of days. They saw a couple of bogans from Australia walk in and thought, oh, let's get rid of some used goods.
They saw Xavier Ellis coming and thought, yeah, we'll just pick up a couple of Sangers from 7-Eleven on the way through.
Royal memories.
Got a list here of some Australian sayings. Guess what you think it means. If someone says no wuckers.
No idea.
No way. No idea.
What? I literally don't know.
It means no worries.
No wuckers. No worries.
It's like not any shorts or anything, so you may as well just say no worries.
I don't think anyone's ever questioned that before. That's a really good point.
No wuckers.
I said I'm heading to the servo.
Surf? A bar?
Incorrect. What do you think a servo is?
A beach?
Head to the servo. Service station?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. All right, what's a goonsack?
I'm going to say something rude, but is it Well, my first thought would be like a ball sack.
A ball sack.
But then is it like something you put alcohol in?
Yes, it is a cask of wine. If you describe someone as a bloody ripper.
Oh, I don't know.
Very attractive lady.
A bit of a slut, like.
Do you know what a bogan is?
A toboggan.
A toboggan.
Oh, is that like a loser or someone like...
Some kind of steak you put on the barbecue.
When in doubt with Australian, just think steak on the barbie. And finally, one last question. What do people of the UK think about Australians? Like, how would you describe us?
Party all the time. They just like going out and getting girls.
Beer drinking.
And getting pissed.
Very loud.
Loud people.
What?
That's why we love yous.
Royal Memories.
So, Beats, you said yesterday we're getting a tat. What are we after?
Mate, we're getting a tat. It's going to be on my right bum cheek. What we're getting is a love heart. It's going to say M plus H for the number EVA forever.
All right, mate, let's go.
I'm terrible with pain.
Sean, how's your partner going?
A needle in the bum is the best way to wake someone up. He did shave his bum this morning.
You good to go?
Yeah, man. All right. It's happening.
Well, if you do turn back, mate, there's going to be a straight line in your ass, so you might as well keep going.
If they ever break up, then I'm just going to have to get crossed off.
This is amazing. No regrets. The missus is going to love this.
Now, we did say to you guys that it would be quite impressive if you could get your mugs onto TV stations right around the world, because I feel like every single TV station is in Windsor right now. How have you gone trying to gate crash and photobomb other TV stations?
The thing is, every single camera is trying to face the other way. It's trying to face towards the action, so we're behind it. And if we try get over those barriers...
Probably get shot.
We will definitely get killed, but we have got to try our hardest for you guys.
Harry and Meghan Markle, or as I should say, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are now in a horse-drawn cart going through the town. And that's where we find our royal reporters. Sean, what's happening out there?
This is happening right now. Oh, my Lord.
So, Sean, have they gone past you yet?
They're going past. Oh, my Lord. We've got horses in front, horses out back.
Oh my God,
I don't even have words. This is the coolest thing I've seen in my entire life. I've seen some cool things, but this is amazing.
What are some of the cool things you've seen in your life? Because you were literally lost for words live on the radio.
Right now, nothing comes to mind. So I wish I could record what I saw with my eyes just then, but a memory is so much better.
Royal Memories.
Now, I'm going to hand you back over because Heidi's not going to get away with this. She's got a lot of work to do on this tour.
Oh, come on, mate. And, now, as Jez was saying, that's where all the servants live in there. Have you guys been to Buckingham Palace before?
Yeah.
I think there's 700 rooms, is that right?
775.
Oh, right. Oh, we all forgot to wave to the Queen and Prince Philip. Do you reckon they're still together? Oh, no, me crown. My crown's fallen off. Oh, just heard a little bit of me Australian accent then. Oh, look now, ladies, if you all turn around, you can see a little bit of Big Ben there. Unfortunately, you can't see Ben at his biggest or his best, but you can just get a little bit of a sneak peek.
At his biggest.
Not really worth
the
it,
more,
is
the
it?
More, the morning all glory.
Royal Memories.
The moment that we've all been waiting for. She's about to become a princess. Princess Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, this is it.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
This is it, Ryan. This is the moment she becomes a princess.
Will you take Meghan to be your wife?
I will.
Meghan, will you take Harry to be your husband?
I will.
I therefore proclaim that they are husband and wife.
Oh, my God. She's a princess.
It is official, and you can hear the cheers happening in Windsor, and it's flowing through into where the wedding is taking place, and everyone's clapping and screams of joy.
It is screams of joy, but the most horrifying thing was the fact that Camilla, Kate and Prince Charles weren't even looking at them when they were saying their vows. Like, that to me is the most emotional, huge moment in their lives. Gosh. The royals, I just don't know.
Let's
go back, see what's happening now. Oh, a little bit of music.
There's like 15 people who sung that last song. There's now 200 choir boys. The other guy who was doing his stand-up set. How many thousand people are performing here today? It's one of the great concerts.
Well, they've employed a lot of people for this wedding.
Royal Memories.
And is this the moment, Heidi, where we're about to see the first kiss, or do they walk back down the aisle first? How's that usually work?
Well, my question is, Ryan, do they practice this kiss? I mean, 1.9 billion people are tuning in for it. Is they're practicing at home and taking photos going, this will look good from this angle, this will look good from that angle. So what are we going to do here? Are we going to wait for the kiss, or are we going to go?
Yeah, we're about 10 metres away, I reckon. They're walking to the front, and then surely it'll be the great moment at the front of the castle with everyone watching on for that first official kiss.
Do they kiss now? Oh, they've done it.
Oh, there it is.
That was underwhelming.
Hyde, was there full tongue there?
That was a bit boring, wasn't it? I thought that even Kate and Wills did a better kiss than that, like a real passionate kiss. It's kind of like Harry is really camera shy today. And I mean, understandably, 1.9 billion people. She's acted and kissed a lot of men in suits. So, I mean,
she's well-versed,
you'd think
in
that
matter.
She would have had a little bit of practice. But that was extremely underwhelming. Surely there's going to be another one. So I think she's very well-versed in the pashing department. But Prince Harry, on the other hand, maybe not.
Royal memories.
So can we say that Xavier Ellis is happy that he ended up at Windsor Castle?
Guys, you won't believe it. I was literally 2 metres from Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They came past. I've got a beautiful video of it. Meghan looked amazing. Massive smile. Harry cheeky as always.
Being there and seeing them in the flesh.
To be honest with you, I didn't think I'd be 2 metres from her. Mate, I actually got some tingles. For the first time ever, I've just seen Rachel Zane, the suit superstar.
Royal memories.
The request of Xavier Ellis, who is in Windsor. Hello, Xavier.
Great to be back, guys. Now, I've actually got a special guest. Her name's Jess, and Jess was one of the first to arrive at the pub we're in at the moment. Now, she's dressed splendidly. Jess, what did you make of the ceremony?
It was absolutely beautiful. It was just incredible. And to think that it's happening literally, like, within sort of sight of where we are now is just amazing. And it was really emotional. I did well up, which is why I have a tissue in my hand.
Now, Jess, you've had a few champagnes. Will it turn into a bit of a party now?
Oh, no, I think so, yeah. You know, we had to get here crazy early because of the security. Drinking a lot earlier than I'm used to. But, you know, why should the party stop now? I think we have to continue. It would be rude not to, right?
And what do you make of Prince Harry and Meghan? Are you a massive fan?
Massive fan. I'm from Windsor, born and bred, so I'm a massive fan of the royal family anyway, and I have to say I've watched Suits since the beginning, so I've been a massive fan of Meghan's as well, and I just think they're absolutely amazing together, and I love it.
You won't believe it, guys. I've actually located where the after party is. I've met a local from Windsor, so we're going back to the house for a party.
Down straight. Party never imagine stops. If you met the right person.
Woohoo! Oh, Xavier, imagine if you didn't come home and then you married a princess there in Windsor.
It's paying about $1.50 I don't come home, and about $1,000 to $1 that I marry a princess, but the chance of me not coming home tonight are getting shorter and shorter.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, live in London. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Royal Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Join the Royal Celebrations in London with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, thanks to Celebrations, your local independent liquor store.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.